Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom. I am your teacher, Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
And it's about time Studio Classroom started, right? Well, that's the name of today's lesson. It's about time. It's about time. Well, I think that we have a little story today, or the beginning of a story. For these next couple of lessons, we're going to be joining a professor throughout his story. And the story is all about what, Carolyn? What is this story all about?
It's all about time, as we can see in the title of today's article. It's all about time. How do you like to spend your time, Nathaniel?
Oh, well, there are different things I like to do. I like reading, I like running a little bit, and I like watching some movies, but it's always nice to have good conversations with friends also.
That is a great way to spend time. Well, how do you spend your time? We hope that you are spending your time right now watching Studio Classroom and that you continue to spend time with us throughout the lesson. We have a good story for you. Right now, let's get started with this story.
It's about time. Who doesn't need a little extra time? The professor always tried so hard. No question about that. He had tons of brilliant ideas, but they never worked. Time after time, he would dream up an amazing idea that was sure to change the world. And then it didn't. "The professor is going to change the world?" people joked. He couldn't change a light bulb. He couldn't even change the channel on the TV. The professor ignored all the jokes people made. He wasn't about to give up. He knew that he was just ahead of his time.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Joanna. In today's article, we're going to hear a story all about time. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary. It's about time. It's about time is an idiom. Time after time. Time after time is an idiom. Ahead of one's time. Ahead of one's time is an idiom. Time on one's hands. Time on one's hands is an idiom. In the blink of an eye. In the blink of an eye is a saying. Now it's time to read the article.
Well, it sounds like the professor might be having a little bit of trouble finding time. And we see right here in the title of our article, it's about time. And when we say it's about time, what do we mean, Nathaniel?
Well, it's about time is kind of a funny phrase. You might just think, okay, well, they're talking about time.
Yeah.
About time. But actually, you use that phrase when something finally happens. Maybe Gabe came in to teach late and I said, it's about time you got here, Gabe.
Well, yeah, it's about time I arrived. Sorry, guys. It's about time I arrived. It's true. Yeah, if you're waiting for something, maybe something finally happens, it's about time it happens. It's about time you showed up. Well, how else can you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, you might say, it's about time dinner arrived. Mm-hmm. I'm starving. Let's eat some pizza.
I think that's a great way to use this phrase. Next time you are waiting for something, you're hungry, and dinner comes, you can say, it's about time. Well, actually, you need to be careful with that phrase because maybe sometimes it does seem a little rude. It's about time dinner came. It makes you seem impatient. But sometimes you can say, it's about time. Well, we see a question here. Who doesn't need a little extra time? What kind of a question is that? I mean, we all know the answer to this question. We all need some extra time. That's called a rhetorical question. And sometimes you ask these questions, you know the answer, but it's a good way to ask a question, to get people thinking about something. And the first sentence in our lesson is, the professor always tried so hard. No question about that. No question about something. How else could you use that phrase, Nathaniel? What does that mean? No question about that.
Well, there's no question that Studio Classroom can help you with your English. Why even ask? Of course it can help you with your English.
All right, great. There's no question about that. You shouldn't even ask the question. You know the answer. You could say, I'm going to be late. There's no question about that. We're busy. There's no question about that. Don't ask me if we're busy. How else could you use that phrase? Use it in English today. He had tons of brilliant ideas, but they never worked. Well, the professor seems like a pretty smart guy. He had tons of brilliant ideas. And we have something we need to learn in the information cloud right now with Steve and Ken. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi. Hi.
So, Ken, how was your weekend?
Oh, it was great. I had tons of fun hiking in the mountains with my family.
Now, when you said tons of fun, you were not talking about how much the fun weighed, right?
No, Steve. I meant I had a lot of fun. The word ton is an informal word that means a lot of something. But Steve, I was wondering, how is ton spelled?
Good question. There are actually two spellings of the word ton, T-O-N and T-O-N-N-E. Both are pronounced ton.
So what's the difference between the two spellings?
When you talk about how much something weighs, ton, spelled T-O-N, is used mainly in the United States, whereas ton, T-O-N-N-E, is used outside of the U.S.
Do they weigh the same?
No, Ken, they don't. A ton, T-O-N, equals 2,000 pounds. T-O-N-N-E, on the other hand, is a metric ton, and that equals 1,000 kilograms. But Ken, I wouldn't worry too much about the spelling. Unless you want to specify something is weighed in metric tons, you can always use ton, T-O-N, for everything.
Got it. Ton 就是一吨, 但是要注意 ton 有两种拼法, T-O-N 跟 T-O-N-N-E, 两个字都读 ton, 差别在于 T-O-N 是美国人的用法, 一个 ton, T-O-N, 总共有2000磅, T-O-N-N-E 这个 ton 呢, 是美国以外的地方才会用到的, 这是因为这个 ton 表示 metric ton, 公吨, 也就是1000公斤, 而美国采用的并不是实境位的 公制计算单位, 所以在美国是看不到 T-O-N-N-E 这个拼法, 因此除非你是要强调你指的是公吨, 但是又不想用 metric ton 两个字, 那才会用到 T-O-N-N-E. Ton 除了表示吨, 口语的用法呢, 表示大量或许多的, 比如说, I had tons of fun hiking in the mountains with my family, 跟家人去爬山, 非常好玩. 今天的课文讲到这位教授 had tons of brilliant ideas, 有一大堆的好点子. 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见.
Thank you, gentlemen. Yes, the word ton does have different spellings and different places in the world use it differently. Well, we continue with our story. Time after time, he, the professor, would dream up an amazing idea that was sure to change the world. And we see this phrase here, time after time, also time words from our word bank. Time after time, that just means again and again. You do something one time, two times, three times, again and again, something happens. How could you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, I think of time after time, I'm so busy with my homework. Or you could also say, the composer writes such beautiful music time after time.
Time after time. Nathaniel, what happens to you time after time?
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. I tell myself that all the time.
All the time. Time after time. Well, I'm going to have to ask you some questions more often, Nathaniel. I'd like to hear you give a response in a song form more often. Time after time, Nathaniel would sing a song while he was teaching. I also have another way to use this. Time after time, I failed my driving test. Oh. It's true, but I finally passed the 10th time. Time after time. Well, the professor, time after time, he would dream up an amazing idea that was sure to change the world. We see another phrase there. It was sure to change the world. Is sure to, or was sure to, are sure to do something. How could you use this phrase? Well, this time, it's sure to work. It failed before. It failed the time before that. But this time, it is sure to work. That means we know it will work.
You could also say, this joke is very funny, and it is sure to make you smile.
Oh, I like that. It's sure to make you smile. Nathaniel, how else do you use that phrase?
Well, I think it's freezing in here. Turning on the fan is sure to make it too cold.
All right. Turning on the fan or turning on the air conditioner is sure to make it too cold. Well, we continue. He was sure it would change the world, and then it didn't. And people would say things like, the professor is going to change the world? They joked. They said, he couldn't change a light bulb. He couldn't even change the channel on TV. The professor ignored all of the jokes that people made. Well, I kind of like these jokes. He was going to change the world. That's something big. But then how are these jokes different, Nathaniel?
Well, these jokes are kind of different. We see here that said the professor is going to change the world. Of course, they're making fun of him with these things, so it's not so good.
No, it's not. And of course, he can't change the world. He can't even change little things in his house. Well, we continue. The professor ignored all the jokes that people made. He wasn't about to give up. And I like this phrase here, not about to do something. If you're not about to do something, that means there's no question in your mind. You're not even going to think about doing something. How could you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, Gabe, I'm not about to give you my last chocolate chip cookie.
What? You're not
Sorry.
About to?
No, no.
Well, I'm not about to stop asking you to give me your last chocolate chip cookie. The professor wasn't about to give up. He knew that he was just ahead of his time. And we see these word bank words. Ahead of someone's time. Nathaniel, what does that mean if you're ahead of your time?
Well, if you're ahead of your time, you're doing something that seems like it comes from the future or is maybe very unique for your time.
All right, you're ahead of your time. There are many creative people in the past that were ahead of their time, like Shakespeare, I think of. I think many people think the Beatles were also ahead of their time, creating things that we would find out about or create more about later. Well, we have more to learn with Michelle in the language lab. Let's go see her. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章有许多跟 time 有关的片语。今天第一个重点我们就来看 time after time 这个成语。这里的 time 不是指时间，而是指一次或一回。所以 time after time 是指一次又一次或者是一再当副词片语使用。例如 time after time, Eric has promised to show up on time, but he is always late. Eric 屡次都承诺要准时出现，但他总是迟到。继续我们看的是 ahead of one's time 这个成语。Ahead of one's time 是指超越时代，或者是走在时代的前端，当形容词片语使用。例如 the writer's style was ahead of her time, so it wasn't accepted by the critics.这位作家写作的方式远超过他的时代，所以不被评论家所接受。
Well, so far we've learned that the professor, time after time, has tried to change the world, but hasn't quite been successful yet. And most people make fun of him because of that.But there's much more to the professor's story. Let's go into the second reading to find out what else he will do and what his next big experiment will be.
It's about time. One day after teaching his classes at the university, the professor had some time on his hands. He decided to stop at a coffee shop and think. And think he did. He thought so hard that steam came out of his ears. Then, in the blink of an eye, an idea hit him. It didn't hurt much, but he did rub his head a little. Of course, he exclaimed, a time machine. He realized it was an idea that had come at the right time.
Well, it sounds like the professor is having a time coming up with his ideas. And we see at the beginning of this reading, one day after teaching his classes at the university, the professor had some time on his hands. Now here we see a key word phrase from our word bank, time on his hands, or to have time on your hands. Does that mean that you're holding time in your hands, Gabe?
No. That doesn't mean you're holding time in your hands. It means you have extra time. You have time to spare. Maybe you have some free time. You've got some time on your hands. It's a cool idiom to know.
Oh, okay, I see. So it doesn't actually mean you hold time. Mm-mm. You just have extra time. So here the professor was able to think with a little extra time. Nathaniel, what do you do if you have some time on your hands?
Well, I thought that meant I wear a watch, but I guess that if a student is taking a test and finishes early, he'll have a lot of time on his hands while he waits for the others to finish.
Hey, that's a pretty good example. Exactly. You have time on your hands. You're not exactly sure what to do with yourself. I think usually we use this phrase when we really don't have many other things to do or we're not sure what to do. If we have a lot of things to do, then of course we don't really have time on our hands. We're spending it doing other things. But I think of someone maybe taking their clothes to the laundromat and washing their clothes. They have about an hour on their hands. They have time on their hands where they can just maybe sit and read a book and wait for the laundry to get finished. Well, time on his hands. And we found out the professor decided to stop at a coffee shop and think. And think he did. I like that phrase. And think he did. This is just kind of a phrase that you can use when you're writing in English or telling a story. And think he did or and think she did. Or when you're talking about some verb that someone is doing, and you can use that verb. How else can you use that phrase, Carolyn?
Well, if someone is in a race, they want to run very fast. Mm-hmm. So you could say, she wanted to win, and she needed to run, and run she did.
And run she did. What about you, Nathaniel? How else could you use that phrase?
Well, we usually use this phrase for emphasis, I think, maybe more than anything. And I think this professor can be used again in this situation. And try he did. Try he did. He tried to do this, he tried to do that, tried to do all of these things to make a big difference in the world. And try he did. Even if it didn't always work, he tried really hard.
That's right. He tried really hard. Maybe you are a writer and you want to write more. Well, and write you did. Or you're talking about someone who wants to do something more. And that they did. Well, he thought so hard that steam came out of his ears. Is that true, Nathaniel? Did steam come out of his ears?
Well, it's never happened to me before, but I guess it just means that his mind was working really hard.
His mind was working so hard. And actually, I've seen some cartoons where someone is so angry or thinking so hard, it looks like steam is coming out of their ears. It's kind of fun. Well, how do we continue this story, Carolyn?
It says, then, in the blink of an eye, an idea hit him. And we see another word bank phrase here, in the blink of an eye. And if you blink your eye, it's very quick. So it means he thought very quickly and came up with an idea. Can you do something in the blink of an eye, Gabe?
Can I do something in the blink of an eye? I'm not that fast, but yes. Sometimes I'll say, I'll be there in the blink of an eye. That means I'll be there as soon as I can. Nathaniel, what can you do in the blink of an eye?
Well, I'm not that fast either. But, you know, the other day I was looking at a beautiful bird and I wanted to show a friend and I told them to turn their head and It was already gone. It disappeared in the blink of an eye.
Oh man, those birds are so quick. The blink of an eye. An idea hit the professor. It didn't hurt much. Oh, this is funny. Our author's being funny. An idea can hit you. Of course it doesn't hurt because it's abstract, an idea. But the professor, he did rub his head a little. Of course, he exclaimed, a time machine! He realized it was an idea that had come at the right time. And I think we're out of time for right now. We need to go and enjoy a review skit.
Hello, Professor. What are you doing at the coffee shop?
I had some time on my hands, so I came here to think.
Oh? What are you thinking about?
I'm dreaming up a new invention, one that will change the world.
Professor, can you really change the world? You can't even change a light bulb. That's a joke.
I'm going to ignore it. I'm not about to give up.
Professor, you say that time and time again, but so far, your amazing ideas haven't changed anything.
That's just because I'm ahead of my time.
So what's your invention idea this time?
Well, I have no idea. Ouch! Ouch!
Are you okay? What happened?
It suddenly hit me.
What? What hit you?
An amazing idea. It came in the blink of an eye. I'll invent a time machine.
Professor, that's not a new idea. People have been talking about time travel for years and years.
Yes, but not just any old time machine. My invention will also create time.
A machine that creates time?
Yes. I've got to hurry. I'm running out of time.
That was a great review skit, and I think it's about time we go see Michelle in the language lab.
All right, 其实我们看的是 time on one's hands 这个成语。Time on one's hands 是指多余的或空闲的时间。例如 Wesley has some time on his hands this afternoon, so he went to visit his parents. Wesley 今天下午有一些空档，所以他去探望父母。接下来我们看的是 in the blink of an eye 这个成语。Blink 是指眨眼，所以 in the blink of an eye 是指一瞬间或者是一眨眼之间。例如 in the blink of an eye, the thief took my purse and my luggage. 一转眼之间小偷就偷走了我的皮包跟行李。And if you have some time on your hands, don't forget to review our keywords today.
Well, we've been talking about the professor. We've been learning about his story. He wanted to come up with an idea that was unique and creative, something that would change the world. And he came up with an idea to create a time machine. This is the end of our story for today, but we do have more next time. Some stories are like that. They are to be continued, and you just wonder what will happen next. Nathaniel, what do you think will happen next with this professor?
Well, the professor's not the first one to try to make a time machine. We've heard about this idea before, and I hope he can do it, but he doesn't have a really good track record. He hasn't always been successful in the past.
It's true. Time after time, he has been shot down by other people. They just like to joke around about him. What about you, Carolyn? What do you think will happen next time with the professor?
Well, he might be a little bit ahead of his time. Making a time machine is not an easy thing to do.
I don't think so either. Well, we'll see what happens next time. But for now, thank you for joining us this time here on Studio Classroom. We'll see you next time again. Goodbye.
Bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
Yes,
said Joe's mother.
It's hard, very hard. Only last Saturday, my Joe exploded a firecracker almost under my nose. and I knocked him down. I didn't know then how soon. Oh, if it happened now, I'd bless him for it.
Yes, yes, I know just how you feel, Mrs. Harper. Only yesterday, my Tom filled the cat full of painkiller, and I thought the cat was going to tear the house down. I hit Tom with the medicine spoon. Poor boy. Poor dead boy.
Tom nearly came out from under the bed to comfort his aunt, but he lay still. He went on listening, and he slowly understood what had happened from things that were said. At first, people thought the boys had gone for a swim and had drowned. Then the small raft was missed. It did belong to somebody, and everybody expected the boys to land at the next town downriver. But then the raft was found on the Missouri shore 9 or 10 kilometers below the village, and everybody lost hope. If nobody found the bodies before the church service on Sunday, the minister was going to speak about the poor dead boys. Mrs. Harper and Aunt Polly had a good cry together before Joe's mother went home. Tom had to stay under the bed until his aunt was asleep before he could move. He was going to put his sycamore bark letter beside the bed, but he had another idea, and he put it back in his pocket. Very gently, he kissed his aunt before he left the house. He took the steamboat's small boat and rowed it to the other side. He left it there and went back to the island by walking and swimming. The sun was quite high in the sky by the time he arrived at the pirates' campfire.